K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw.
Good morning. This is New Berlin, Wisconsin. My name is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9S, XH.
NSXH, WDW, hi there, Terry.
Hi, Dave. Oh, good to hear your voice today. Thank you for the contact. And currently by me it is sunny, 74. And currently I do not see a cloud in the sky. And I'm sitting at my picnic table under my canopy, which is under the walnut tree, which is definitely in fall, as in falling walnuts, a lot of them. And many of them come down with a splat. And some of that comes over on the table by me, but not too much, usually. And it's always the ones that splat that get over by me, so definitely don't want them on my laptop keyboard or screen or, well, anything else like that, or radio that I have out in front of me, as well as this tablet. How are you doing, and what's going on by you today? It's been a while since we've chatted. K89SXH.
Okay, real good there, Terry. K9SXH, WADW. Yeah, it's been a while. I think I did a short one last week. I was take my wife to the get a blood draw, and I was waiting for her, and I made a call, and I talked to her for a very short time, and she came out, and then we went on our way. So, yeah, not a bad day. Cloudy, it's pretty much cloudy here today. I think it's probably in the upper 70s. It's not bad. I had a little bit of rain yesterday morning, and yesterday was our last day, our last regular day of our golf league thing, so we played golf yesterday, and rained when it started, but then it cleared up. We had a really good day. It was really nice, so we had a good time doing that. Yeah, just sort of out, I'm actually sitting outside right here now myself. I'm sitting on the step of the camper, and we've been doing some yard work and getting stuff squared away, and had some problems with starting my Ryan lawnmower, and the battery was showing okay, but it just didn't have enough power, so I actually put another one of those expanding washers underneath the between the battery post and the pad, and everything seemed to be okay, so it probably wasn't making a good contact, so we got that fixed. Hopefully that will work now. I got my fingers crossed on that, because we use that with the bagger most of the fall. Anyway, just having a good time here, Terry, not doing much and enjoying the weather. K9SXH, WADW.
No, I've also got a lawnmower project done for today. Time for me to lower my lawnmower notch, which I accomplished this morning. And my lawnmower is walk behind. I have to push it. And it does not have any mechanisms for raising or lowering the deck and or the wheels, whichever way you look at it. In other words, I have to physically unscrew each wheel and clean up the area inside the deck and outside the deck and put it in a different hole there to raise it and lower it. And for the way I use that lawnmower, I kind of like it that way because that removes the weight of the mechanism required for raising and lowering the wheels by a lever or some really easy fashion. So got that done and that's set for fall. So the next time I mow, it'll have plenty to do because the grass is currently really long now and a lawnmower set mower. But the big news from where I'm sitting is the nuts. I can't wait till they're all gone, as well as my dog, who's right here next to me. Back to you.
Okay, real good there, Terry. Well, the grass over here, most of my lawn, I got some that is green and growing, but most of my lawn is pretty much dried out for the over the we've been really, really, really dry summer, so not a whole lot going on there. So, and yeah, the rider's pretty good. I enjoy that, and I got the regular push lawnmower too, but they did some road work, and I got a problem between where the road is and the lawn. They got hard to explain, but I can't mow with a rider very good right now, so I have to get the hand one out, and I'm going to try to figure out what I'm going to do out there. Probably they're probably not going to like what I'm going to do, but I'm going to actually probably do some filling on the in the spring a little bit and try and bring it so at least I can mow it and get that done. Yeah, we had the club auction last weekend and took a whole bunch of stuff for them quite a bit of stuff for them. Got rid of that and sort of cleaned my shack out there. Now I got to go back in and do another clean out and. But that should probably they'll probably have another auction in the spring, so I'll make sure that I got a bunch of stuff for them then. But we gotta work on getting rid of some of that stuff. Yeah, we golf next Wednesday. That'll be our last of our group my Wednesday group. But I still continue to go on and do what I can as long as the weather is good. So we. We do a good job of keeping up with that, and didn't do bad yesterday. Anyway, back to you there, Terry. K9SX.
All right. Well, the front yard by me these days is really good. My lawnmower goes from the street throughout the front yard easily these days. However, 10 or 15 years ago, I guess it's more like 15 already, that was quite different because we don't have sidewalks here and the area next to the street was a ditch. And much too deep and vertical to cut with any lawnmower. That was strictly something you did with a weed eater or something like that, and even then it was not really easy to do. But since they put in storm sewers, I guess that's gone. Now my front yard is really, really level. We do have sewer gratings from here to there where the ditch used to be out near the pavement, and those sewer gratings are connected, but it would be what you call in the yard in other words, you have to look hard to see the slope and the angle, etc. This grass, big and pooper. Never wanted it when they did that. For one thing, it removing that ditch removed that water that was always in there, standing and growing mosquitoes for one thing. He says, the sewer, the storm sewer works great. My sump pump, which is very active, is connected directly into that. And that also works really great. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Okay, real good there, Terry. Well, I got to get out of here. I'm not sure how good this battery is on this HT, so I'm going to go and take it off and throw it in the charger and get it charged back up. So just and get back to work doing my other stuff. Well, the weather's good. You got to do what you can do there, Terry. So I'll just say 73. Good talk to you again. Well, look for you down the road. I'll probably be on more often as the weather changes here. So less inside, more outside. 73. Catch you later there. KK9SXH, WADW.
Look at this. You're right. Daylight's burning. And these days, I am in the mode of eking out the last of the good weather here as far as sitting outside where I'm currently at with shorts on and a shirt. One shirt. And probably the number of times that I eat outside is going to become limited soon. I need 60 degrees at approximately 3:30 p.m. That would be Central Standard and or daylight time. We're still on daylight. Upper one that goes to standard. That gets pretty dark by the time I'm eating and or the time I'm done for sure. So I don't know what that's going to be yet. Probably the same as every other year, and that's not much. You take care. Have a great day. And we'll catch. Oh, you mentioned your grass was dry. Not so much here. My front lawn had turned brown in a few spots, but here last Sunday, we had over 4 inches of rain starting approximately 3 a.m. and pretty much all day Sunday. If I had been working still and that was a work day, I would have called it a washout. And my dog and I will remember it for a while because we both got soaked. Take care. Have a great day. K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-N-I-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8VFL Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF testing from Saginaw County 911.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.